there are a couple of points I'd make in relation to that. The first point is that we need to obviously review our procedures, and we need to operate a bit smarter in relation to how we use technology. But I certainly understand that there are people out there who want to make the human contact, and they want the human contact back in relation to what the council is doing in relation to that particular inquiry that they've made. And I think through a combination of those two, we should be able to deal with this issue and put it to bed once and for all, because it certainly is unsatisfactory as it stands at the moment.
Well, what are the state of play now? Are the council holidays over? You're back, who else is back?
Well, if I could put it like this, Frank, in terms of my service, for most of the staff in my service, you know, they've been working throughout the holidays, the frontline staff.
But they haven't been contactable, Joe, that's the thing.
Well, I think, if I could explain it, they have been contactable on the basis that the centre, the call centre, has been taking calls and passing them on, but they haven't been contactable by the public because their offices have been closed. I think that's possibly a weakness as well. But obviously we need to look at that critically, as you've said, and we will be doing that as a matter of priority because, as you say, the holiday period, obviously something we need to look at as well in terms of how we're geared up to continue to provide a quality service, albeit that the office itself might be shut or the doors might be shut, that we're able to deal with a customer contact, take the customer inquiry, deal with the inquiry, deal with it efficiently and get back to the customer and explain to them what we're doing.